Chapter 49. Kylar stepped out of the shadows of the Blue Boar's office and grabbed Jarl around the throat with his arm, putting a hand over his mouth.
Mmph!
Jarl protested against Kylar's hand.
Quiet. It's me.
Kylar whispered in his ear. Wary of Jarl shouting, he released his friend slowly. Jarl rubbed his throat.
Damn, Kylar, take it easy. How did you get in here?
I need your help.
I'll say. I was just going to come looking for you.
What?
Look in the top drawer. You can read it as fast as I could tell you, Jarl said. Kylar opened the drawer and read the note. Roth was Roth or Sul, a Caladoran prince. He'd just been elected Shinga. Kylar was a suspect in the prince's murder. The king's men were looking for him. Kylar tossed the note aside.
I need your help. Just one more time, Jarl.
Are you telling me you knew all that?
It doesn't change anything. I need your help.
Is this going to get me killed?
I need to know where Mama Kay is hiding.
Jarl's eyes narrowed. Do I need to ask why?
I'm going to kill her. After all she's done for you,
She betrayed me, Jarl. And you know it. She manipulated me into trying to kill Durzo Blint. She's so good. I thought it was my own idea. Maybe you should get her story before you kill her. Maybe murder shouldn't be your first resort against the people who've helped you, Jarl said. She convinced me that to save a friend, I had to kill Hugh Gibbet. Except that it wasn't Hugh, it was Durzo. She betrayed us. She made me ruin a friend and take away everything he loves. I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
I'm not asking, Kylar said. Are you going to beat it out of me? Jarl asked.
I'll do what I have to.
She's hiding out, Jarl said, unafraid. She had a terrible fight with Blint not long ago. I don't know what it was about, but she's helped me, and I won't betray her.
You know she'd give you up in a second, Jarl.
I know, Jarl said. I might sell my body, Kylar, but I do what I can to keep the rest of me. I've only got a few shreds of dignity left. If you take those, you won't just be killing Mama Kay.
It's one thing to say you'll keep a secret to the death. It's quite another to go through with it, Kylar said.
I've never tortured anyone, Jarl, but I know how. If you were going to torture me, you'd already have started, my friend. They stared at each other, until Kylar looked away, defeated. If you need help with anything else, I'll do it, Kylar. I hope you know that.
I do,
Kylar sighed. Just be ready, Jarl. Things are going to happen faster than anyone expects. There was a knock at the door.
Yes?
Jarl asked. A bodyguard poked his head in.
Durzo Blint to see you, sir.
He looked terrified. Kylar tried to draw on his talent to cloak himself in shadows, the way he had done when he came into the Blue Boar. Nothing happened.
Oh, shit!
He practically dived behind Jarl's desk.
Sir?
The bodyguard asked Jarl, not seeing Kylar through the crack of the door he had opened.
Show him in, Jarl said.
The door closed, and soon opened once more. Kylar didn't dare look. If he exposed enough of his face to be able to see Durzo, Durzo would see him.
I won't waste your time or mine, Kylar heard Durzo say.
Steps whisked softly across the floor, and the desk groaned as someone sat on it.
I know you're Kylar's friend, Durzo said, only inches above Kylar.
Jarl made a sound of acknowledgement.
I want you to get a message to him as soon as possible. I already sent him the message, but I need to make sure he gets it. Tell him I must speak with him. I'll be at the Tipsy Tart.
I'll be there for the next 2 hours.
Tell him. It's Arutairo.
Spell that? Jarl said, moving to his desk and grabbing a quill from the inkpot. Durzo spelled it, and then Jarl made a strangled sound of protest, as Durzo must have grabbed him.
Get it to him fast, Rent Boy. It's important. I'll hold you responsible if he doesn't get it.
The desk protested again as Durzo got off it and walked out. After the door closed, Kylar crawled out from under the desk. Jarl's eyes widened.
You were under the desk?
Can't always be fancy. Jarl shook his head.
You're unbelievable.
As he wadded up the paper that had his note on it, he said,
What does Arutairo mean?
Bloodless. It means we don't kill each other while we're meeting.
And you trust him? After you tried to kill him last night?
Blint will kill me, but he'll do it professionally. He thinks I deserve that much. Mind if I use your window? I have a lot to do before I see him.
Help yourself.
Kylar threw open the window, then turned to his friend. I'm sorry. I had to try. I have to kill her, and you were the fastest way to find her.
Sorry I couldn't help. Crawling out the window, Kylar moved out of Jarl's line of sight. Then he tried to draw the shadows again. This time it worked easily. Perfect. He couldn't even tell what he had done differently from what he did in the office.
By the Night Angels!
Kylar figured that learning to control his talent would have been hard enough if he had Durzo to explain it to him. Figuring it out on his own would be well-nigh impossible. He moved back to the window. After a minute, Jarl checked the window, then walked to his desk and scrawled a quick note. He summoned a boy to his office and handed him the note. Kylar circled around the building and followed the boy after he came out a side door. He'd known Jarl wouldn't tell him, and he hoped his friend never figured out that Kylar had used him anyway. The messenger boys were of uneven quality. Some of them made their passes so well that Kylar could barely follow them. Others simply held the letter out to the next boy. It took a half hour for them to get to a small house on the east side. Kylar recognized the guard who took the message from the last boy. He was a Ymuri with almond-shaped eyes and straight black hair. Kylar had seen the man at Mama Kay's house before. It was good enough. Mama Kay was here. Kylar would deal with her later. He headed to the Tipsy Tart. Durzo Blint was seated against a wall, with a wrapped bundle on the table. Kylar joined him, removed the sash from his waist, and set each of the weapons in it. The dagger and wakizashi that had been tucked into the sash, the Siurin hand-and-a-half sword across his back, two daggers from his sleeves, throwing knives, and darts from his waistband, and a tanto from one boot.
That all? Blint asked sardonically.
Kylar rolled up the sash and set it beside Blint's, which was just as large.
Looks like we'll both be working soon.
Blint nodded and set down a foul Ladeshian stout exactly in the center of a board so that it didn't cross any of the cracks.
You want to speak with me?
Kylar said, wondering why Blint was drinking. Blint never drank when he had to work.
They have my daughter. They made threats. Credible threats. This Roth is a real twist.
They'll kill her if you don't give them the Kakari, Kylar guessed. Blint only drank in response.
So you have to kill me,
Kylar said. Blint stared him in the eye. It was a yes.
Is it just a job, or did I fail?
Kylar asked, butterflies roaring in his stomach.
Fail?
Blint looked up from the stout, snorted,
A lot of wet boys go through what we call the crucible. Sometimes it's designed deliberately, for journeymen wet boys who have some serious problem. Anything that hinders a gifted apprentice from becoming a gifted wet boy. Sometimes it happens to a wet boy after he's a master. It's one of the reasons there are so few old wet boys. My crucible was Vonda, Guinevere's little sister. We thought we were in love. We thought certain realities didn't apply to us. I became a wet boy with an obvious weakness, and Gareth or Sul kidnapped her. He was looking for a Kakari, as he still is. So was I. I don't know what all it does. I can't even use my talent all the time. Can I use the Kakari when I don't even have it in my possession? Stop interrupting. This story has a point, and you should know better than to expect me to give you a tutorial on the very day I'm going to have to kill you, Durzo said. Suffice it to say that the power of a Kakari is vast. I've been working for years to get one. Garoth or Sul had been doing the same. He thought a Kakari would give him an edge over the princes and the Verdmeisters, so he could become God King. So he took Vonda and told me where he was holding her, and told me that if I went for the Kakari, he'd kill her. You've never done well with threats, Kylar said. I think I've always done well with them, Durzo said. The thing was, there was going to be a limited time to get the Kakari. The man who'd allegedly bonded the Kakari was on his deathbed, so the time to get it would be immediately after he died. Naturally, Gareth had Vonda held way outside of town. I knew that the Sakage was going to poison the man that night. I guessed that Gareth knew it too. I couldn't be two places at once. So I had to make a choice. I knew Gareth or Sul. He's a master of traps. He's smarter than I am, more devious. So I guessed that if I went for Vonda, either the traps or meisters of his would kill me. I knew of one trap he'd used before that would use my entrance as a trap's trigger that would kill her. That was like him, turning my attempt to save Vonda into the very thing that killed her. Getting the Kakari would just make a sweet deal sweeter for Tern. That was my crucible, Kylar. Would I fling myself into a trap in an attempt to be a hero? Or would I use my mind, give up Vonda for lost, and get the Kakari? You chose the Kakari. It was a fake. Durzo studied the tabletop, and his voice shook. Afterward, I sprinted, stole a horse, ran it to death. But it was half an hour after dawn when I got to the house where Vonda was. She was dead. I checked all the windows but couldn't find any sign of traps. I'll never know if it's because he had someone remove them, or if they were purely magical, or if they were never trapped at all. The bastard! He did it on purpose. Blint took a long pull from his stout. I'm a wet boy, and love is a noose. The only way to redeem my choice was to become the best wet boy ever. Kylar felt a lump in his throat. That's why we can't love, Kylar. That's why I did everything I could to keep you out of it. I made one mistake. Let myself be weak one time, and now, after all these years, it's come back to haunt me. You're not going to die because you failed, Kylar. You'll die because I did. That's the way things work. Others always pay for my failures. I failed, Kylar, because I thought you only go through the crucible once. I was wrong. Life is the crucible. From what Kylar could see, Durzo's choice had never stopped haunting him. The man was a shell. He was a legendary wet boy, but he'd sacrificed everything to that god. Kylar had always wanted to be Durzo, had always held his skills in awe. Durzo was the best. But where was the man beneath the legend?
So, my crucible was Eline. Kylar chuckled on the hollowness inside him. There's no way you'll fight with me. Against them? And let Roth torture and kill my daughter? Here's my choices, kid. You die, or my daughter dies. Durzo pulled a gold gunder from a pouch. Crowns, Roth wins. Castles, I lose. He flipped the coin. It bounced on the table and, impossibly, landed on edge. There's always another choice, Kylar said, slowly releasing his talent. Damn, it actually worked. Blint centered and recentered his mug on the table. I worked for almost 15 years to get the globe of edges, Kylar. I didn't know where it was. I didn't know if it was bonded to someone. I didn't know what kind of magical defenses protected it. I knew people like you were supposed to call the Kakari, and that your need for it would make the call stronger. That's why I took you on jobs in every corner of the city. How could I have known King Gunder had it, and thought it was just jewelry? No one talked about it because no one knew it was special. No one cared. And I thought maybe I was wrong, that you just had a block, that if I pushed you enough, you'd use your talent. After working for 15 years, you think it'd be easy to just hand it over? You think it's easy to give away 15 years of your life? But you were going to. Kylar was amazed. Hell no. Once I had it, I'd never have given it away, Durzo said. But Kylar didn't believe him. Blint had been planning to give him the Kakari all along. Until Roth. Master, work with me. Together we can take Roth. Durzo was silent for a few moments. You know, I used to be like you, kid, for a long time. You should have known me back then. You would have liked me. We might have been friends.
I do like you, Master. I'd like to be your friend, Kylar said,
but only in his mind. Somehow those words wouldn't force their way past his lips. Maybe it didn't matter. Durzo wouldn't believe him anyway. Roth's a Caladoran prince, kid. He's got a Verdmeister. Soon he'll have more witches than all the Southlands have mages, and an army to boot. He owns the Sakage. There's no hope. There's no way to oppose him now. The Night Angels themselves wouldn't try it. Kylar threw up his hands, fed up with Blint's fatalism and his superstitions. Here I thought they were invincible. They're immortal. It's not the same thing. Blint popped a garlic clove. You can take what you need from my place. I wouldn't want you to die just because I've got better gear.
I won't fight you, Master.
You'll fight. You'll die. And I'll miss you.
Master Blint, he said,
remembering something Dorian had said.
What does my name mean?
Kylar? You know the word cleave? To cut, right? Kylar asked. Like a meat cleaver. Yes. But it has another meaning, too. In old wedding ceremonies, a husband and wife were commanded to cleave together.
Like cleavage?
Blint smirked, but the dark cloud over him didn't shift. Right. Cleave means both to come together and to split apart. Two opposite meanings. Your name's like that. It means one who kills and one who is killed.
I don't understand,
Kylar said. You will. May the Night Angels watch over you, kid. Remember, they have three faces.
What?
Vengeance, justice, and mercy. They always know which to show. And remember the difference between vengeance and revenge. Now get out of here.
Kylar stood and stashed his weapon expertly. His hip brushed the table as he stood, and the balanced coin wobbled and fell before he could reach out with his talent again and stop it. He ignored it, refused to see it as an omen.
Master Blint, he said, looking his master in the eye and bowing.
Kareamu Lodok. Thank you. For everything.
Thank you.
Master Blint snorted. He picked up the coin.
It was Castle's.
Castle's? I lose.
Thank you.
You always were the damnedest kid.